Radio 1.
Ich möchte mal um einen warmen und herzlichen Applaus bitten für meinen Gast Ryan Knight. Sie ist Singer-Songwriterin und Schauspielerin. Unter anderem singt sie die Michaela in Carmen am Gorki-Theater. Sie sagt von sich selbst, dass Singen für sie die natürlichste Art und Weise ist, sich auszudrücken. Es sei wie Schwimmen für einen Fisch. Also, welcome, Ryan Knight. You said in an interview that singing is the most natural way to express your feelings, like swimming is for a fish. How do you found out that singing is the best way for you to tell how you feel?
I started writing songs very young. And
at what age?
10. Oh. And I also started singing then as well, publicly. And I think for me, songwriting is always a very cathartic process. And sometimes I realize how I feel about something by writing a song about it.
And then hear yourself singing.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh wow, okay, this is how I feel. Oh, can't ignore it.
Okay, also sie, andere Leute werfen eine Münze, wenn sie wissen wollen, wie sie sich fühlen. Sie hat sehr zeitig angefangen, Songs zu schreiben, im Alter von 10 Jahren schon. Und sie sagt, wenn sie etwas geschrieben hat und sich dann selber singen hört, dann weiß sie, wie sie über eine Sache fühlt. You are also writing poems. When you are a singer and a poet, would you rather sing about your struggles than have it the normal way?
I think for me, music is a really a medium that I really enjoy to express myself through. And in songs, you have to be really concise. You can't have a lot of words. I have quite a lot of words and quite a lot of lyrics in my songs, but you have to be minimum with what you choose. And so for me, then it's a succinct way to express something, maybe bigger. Yeah. And I think songs are a great medium for talking about bigger topics.
Yeah,
because they reach people on both levels. Hopefully, if it's like the good
in
music,
the hearts and in
yeah,
the brains.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, ich kann das jetzt nicht alles übersetzen, weil ich auch ein bisschen aufgeregt bin und weil dieses Englische übersetzen live mir immer so schwer fällt. Aber eigentlich, basically, hast du gesagt, das ist eine sehr gute Art, sich auszudrücken, wenn man Songs schreibt und dass Songs einen an beiden Stellen erreichen, nämlich im Herzen und im Gehirn, wenn's gut läuft. You sing the part of Michaela in the opera Carmen. For those who don't remember the storyline, who is she? Also ich habe gesagt, du singst die Michaela in der Oper Carmen. Für die jetzt nicht mehr ganz genau wissen, worum es in der Oper geht. Ich wusste das zum Beispiel auch gar nicht mehr. Wer ist sie? Wer ist Michaela?
Yeah, so we're just coming to the end of the second week of rehearsals for Carmen at Gorki, and I'm playing Michaela and also a few other parts as well in the opera because we're doing it as a very tight group and we're playing lots of different characters. And Michaela is the one who brings the letter to Don Jose from his mother. She also brings to him his mother's love, and she's very...
Wait a second, I have to translate,
yes.
Otherwise I lose it. also genau, ihr seid in der zweiten Woche der Proben für Carmen im Gorki-Theater. Du spielst nicht nur die Michaela, sondern auch noch ein paar andere Figuren, weil ihr das als Ensemble, als tightes Ensemble macht. Und Michaela ist diejenige, die... Wie heißt er?
Jose?
Don Jose. Don Jose. Ja, klar. Don Jose.
The one who loves Carmen.
Den Brief bringt von seiner Mutter.
Yes.
And go on.
And she's kind of like the complete opposite of Carmen. Her role in the play is to be Carmen's antithesis. So Carmen is the dark, dangerous other, the exotic, the femme fatale, who needs to, who acts as the counter to Michaela, who is the pure, innocent, coming from the Heimatland, the hills, and the, and she's, there's a lot to be read into this about nationalism and notions of purity, and she also, only kisses him with a mother's kiss. So there's a lot of Freudian stuff going on with Don Jose. He really loves his mom a lot. and Michaela loves to play his mother.
Alright, ich verstehe, Sie verstehen ganz gut Englisch. Also, Michaela ist so in allen Punkten ungefähr das Gegenteil von Carmen, die eine dunkle, eine verführerische, eine femme fatale ist. Also, Michaela ist das helle, das warme und das mütterliche Element dort. Und sie gibt Juan José. Wie heißt er, Juan José? I forgot the name.
Don José?
Don José.
Aber I like this.
Den Kuss einer Mutter. Yeah. And tell me about your costume.
Oh yeah, the costumes are great. The costumes are very fun. They're designed by Lana Schaefer and Christian Weiss's. Costumes are always very big and very theatrical. And I have very, very big shapes and very cool wigs. And I think it's going to look great.
So it's the traditional way, the costume.
I wouldn't say it's traditional. The aesthetic is more like this opera comique, like going back to the very early form of how the opera was played, and really accentuating the archetypes, and everyone is sort of playing the archetype base of their character in order to really like play with these stereotypes and expose them.
It's a reason for that, because there's the current aspect of the opera. Tell me about that current aspect.
Yeah, so we're working a lot and discussing a lot at the moment about how inherently racist the text is. Carmen is a Romani woman, and the text has is most commonly interpreted in a very stereotypical and very old-fashioned racist way of portraying a Romani woman. And she's very exoticized, she's mm-hmm. very fetishized, but she's also vilified and hated. And her death is sort of seen as a purging of the deviation from the norm which she represents. She represents the other.
Oh, that would be hard to translate.
Yeah, sorry. Do you want to translate that bit and then I say the next current?
Ja, also sozusagen der aktuelle Aspekt oder warum Carmen jetzt überhaupt aufgenommen wird im Gorki ist, dass es sehr rassistische und auch sexistische Aspekte gibt und anhand derer, also die dieser Text schon mitbringt und anhand derer ja, ihr sozusagen auf aktuelle Probleme aufmerksam macht, right?
Sure.
Ja. And now the other part.
It's also, of course, quite a sexist and misogynistic play. It ends in a femicide. And in opera and in theatre and in classical literature, we love to kill women at the end of plays and books. We enjoy it so much. The beautiful dead woman. And yeah. Carmen is one of the most beautiful and passionately dead women that we have in our canon of dead historical figures. And so we also really want to question that and question the inevitability of her death, question the idea that she was asking for it, question the idea that women ask for any of these things that we are so-called assumed to be wanting, our death being one of them. And yeah, really look at this link between femininity and death. And there's a lot of feministisch yeah. literature written about the connection between women and death, which I probably won't go into now.
Also die Literatur und Opern und Theaterstücke, alle lieben es, Frauen umzubringen. Die tote, schöne Frau ist sozusagen ein sehr gern genommenes Motiv in solchen Stücken. Und Carmen ist so was wie der Archetyp der wunderschönen, der exotischen, aber final dann eben auch toten Frau.
Yeah, and her exoticization and fetishization.
Und sie wird fetischisiert und exotisiert. Ich wusste noch gar nicht, dass es das gibt. Ja, sie wird exotisiert auch noch. Mm-hmm.
But it's not only happening to Carmen as a character, it's also something which is still very current and happening to Romani women in the present day. So it's not only...
That are your roots as well.
Yeah, so my mom's a British Romani. And that's why I'm interested in this play and why it's also so something that I really want to explore in this production and something that I'm also kind of talking about a lot in the rehearsals. And it's a perspective that we're working to integrate. Our Carmen is played by Lindy Larson, who is a queer Romani traveller man from Sweden.
The Carmen is played by a man, you told me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing singer, amazing opera singer, an amazing performer. He plays often a lot in Gorky. We've played together a lot. And yeah, so he's going to be Carmen. So already we're kind of deconstructing it a little bit, but there's still a lot of questions to be asked.
Ich bin so froh, dass Sie alles verstanden haben. Bei uns auf der Bühne hat jetzt schon Aki Platz genommen mit einer sehr großen Gitarre, also known as Kontrabass. Und du wirst jetzt auch gleich auf die Bühne gehen und zwei Songs spielen von deiner relativ neuen, also vor ein paar Wochen ist sie erschienen, EP The Wicked Laughter, also das verrückte Lachen. Like,
exactly, like this, yes.
What are the name of the songs?
First, I'm going to play a song called Yours, and then I'm going to play a song called I Can't Love You Like This.
I Can't Love You Like This. So go and have fun like a fish in the water and have a warm applause.
Don't worry, you're not your father's son. He'll never be half the man that you've become. So thoughtful, Bill Burke's inside your head. Count years by that you've read. You got me like a giddy girl, and I'm old and now I don't fall so easy. Oh, so dark, I want you too much, know when to stop. We walked miles that summer, not to be apart. You got me like a giddy girl, and I'm old.
I'm so, I am completely song.
Gonna love, gonna love, gonna love, gonna love.
Das ist wirklich, wirklich Musik für einen Tag wie diesen. Vielen Dank, Raya Knight. Jetzt werden wir gleich Raya Knight auf der Bühne noch einmal begrüßen. Es gibt allerdings eine Sache, die müssen wir unbedingt noch sagen, ehe sie auf die Bühne geht. Und zwar, you are playing a jaw, also einen Kiefer, a donkey jaw. Es ist der Kiefer eines Esels, den du da in deiner Hand hältst. Can you make the sound for us? Wenn Sie das hören, dann spielt Raya Knight den Donkey Jaw. Und ja, und jetzt ganz viel Spaß auf der Bühne und einen warmen Applaus für Raya Knight und zwei weitere Songs.
Shadow tent said high and happy. Ah. You think you're so deserving of all that you've got, hot and salivating. Now you want my body, of course, sheathed and mighty. Speaking in tongues, but wise words wicked. We're not gods, we can't play with each other. Oh, eh, ooh. No time to regret this. The night aches bereft, fed on milk and wine lips. Staining red, you want too much now, a lust unmet, but there'll be a fool, you just haven't felt it yet. Oh, hey, ooh. I lay you down how you always thought. Blade in my right hand, you never saw this coming. Carry you out now, a singular theft. Your head hangs with me, but your heart I left. We're not gods, we can't play with each other. We're not gods, we can't play. We're not gods, we can't play with each other. We're not gods, we can't play. We're not gods, we can't play with each other, yeah, yeah. We're not gods, we can't play. Be defined.
Aikila to Helion, her suit hoodoo, whispers of menstruating voodoo. The witch is not new. Forged from the mud of the mad mothers and built from the bones of the burnt and the fire starters. Cackling under the shadow of night, chewing sticks of dynamite, jaw twisted to the baseline, hips swerving, cauldron stirring, a manic dance. The witch is your last chance. The witch is not what she consumes. The witch does not wear Prada. A mother, a dismissal of motherhood. Magical, misunderstood. Carly wearing a headdress of men's heads, not laying spread-legged in their beds. Hexed and suspect, sexless and overtly sexed. The rest like her ended up dead. She is disobedience and she is menstrual blood. She is sex before marriage and she is lust. The witch is a gateway drug. The witch is not old, cankered, archaic, matriarchal, or figurative, not chained up to get free or living under occupation of patriarchy, defiant, uncontrolled. The witch gives from a source that can't be quantified, valued, or sold. You cannot buy the witch in Topshop, Urban Outfitters, or H&M. The witch does not smell of Paolo Santo, and she cannot be hashtagged, liked, or followed. The witch is not trending. The witch will not go with your Nike trainers. The witch does not say, please, thank you, or have a nice day. The witch doesn't buy a ticket for the U-Bahn. She's a deity, your mother's enemy, vegan, but I'll eat your babies. She's got class and she's got style, but she's beyond class and so below it that she wanders flappy and deranged on green moors and in black forests. The witch breastfeeds, the witch doesn't breastfeed, the witch doesn't give a shit if you see her breast. The witch hates meeting your parents and the witch is your parents. The witch is a slut. The witch is an outsider, ostracized, gypsy, Roma, other. The witch is a feminist. The witch is queer. The witch is LGBTQI+. The witch is black or white. Turn out the lights and it doesn't matter. The witch loves apples. Eating apples. All the apples. She eats them. The witch is accumulating sin. The witch prefers to riot over diet. The witch is never silent because silence won't protect you, but she doesn't need to shout. The witch thinks onky, inky, corally, old tape at the back of the attic and new MP3. The witch will not sit on your panel, be interviewed for your PhD, or explain herself. The witch does not produce and consume, 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 produce and consume. The witch doesn't like being talked about. She's the before and the after, the burnt and the fire starter. Feel her belly rumble with her wicked laughter.
Natürlich Special Appearance vom Donkey Jaw. Der echte Kiefer eines Esels war hier Musikinstrument. Keine Sorge, dem Esel geht's gut. Nein, kleiner Scherz, der Esel ist tot. Danke für euren wunderbaren Auftritt. Songs von der EP Wicked Laughter von Raya Knight. Toll, dass ihr da wart.